Mr. Spaulding.
Hey, is Richard in?
Just a moment.
Thank you for holding. We'll be right with you.
Hello.
Hey, is this Richard?
Yeah.
Hey, Richard, this is Nico. I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Okay.
Good, look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm just following up on a pre-approved finance offer at bank and mailed out to the business a few weeks ago. Pre-approved you guys for some equipment financing and working capital for about $250,000. So I'm just following up, seeing if you guys have anything in the pipeline where you might need some financing right now.
Don't know anything right now.
Okay.
Sure, pretty good.
Yeah, is there a typical time of the year where you guys might bring on some equipment for the shop over there?
It just kind of depends on what we need and what's happening.
Right, right. Did you guys recently bring anything on?
Not recently, no. It's been a year, probably.
Oh, been a year. Okay, what did you guys bring on?
A CNC machine.
Oh, nice. Did you guys finance that?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
To a local bank at that time.
Oh, okay, okay. You know, just out of curiosity, do you guys ever run into, you know, any cash flow problems? Are you guys like a net 30, net 60 type deal?
Yeah, no, we don't really have too much trouble with that.
Okay, yeah, I know, because the only reason why I'm saying that is because one of our programs that we offer is a working capital program, which is an unsecured cash loan that we can get to the business for you guys to use for whatever necessary means. And usually when I deal with machine shops from the past deals that I've done, a lot of them need cash up front to cover those, you know, net 60, net 90 type of deals.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, I mean, is that something that you might be interested in, an unsecured cash loan to use for the business?
So.
No. Okay. Well, I mean,
check back in 2 or 3 months and see what's happening.
Right, towards the end of the year here.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You guys don't want to bring on any, you know, equipment right now to kind of take advantage of Section 179?
No, we don't need anything right now.
Okay. Do you guys have plans to grow for the rest of the year, or, you know, what's coming up in the horizon?
Yeah, it just depends what's going to happen here.
Okay. How's 2016 been treating you?
Pretty good. Yeah, we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, compared to last year?
Yeah.
What are you guys on track for this year?
You mean?
Like sales-wise, you know, how are the sales looking?
Oh, we're probably going to do better than last year even.
Oh, that's good to hear. I mean, you guys are growing then, huh?
Yeah.
That's good. Are you guys doing anything differently than from what you guys did last year? Is that what the reason
Not
is?
Not really. Just doing more work.
Yeah, I mean, Richard, you know, it's interesting. I've heard that the election year's kind of had an impact on people's businesses lately. Is that something that you might, you know, be a part of? Like, is that something that you've seen?
Oh, I don't know. I think probably some of the big companies have slowed off on their spending.
Okay, okay.
Big Do you major got improvements.
Right, right. Do you guys normally, like, have those big companies come to you towards the end of the year here? Because I know that some big companies wait towards the end of the year to kind of take on more inventory.
Yeah, or they'll do projects, so wait till the end of the year to do the projects.
Yeah, yeah. Stuff. Right, exactly. All right, Rich, what if I do this? Is there a good email address that I can shoot you over my information, you have me on file, and I can follow up in a few months?
It's BemisWeld@AOL.com.
BemisWeld@AOL.com. All right, I'll just shoot you over some more information. You can add me on file, and if anything comes up, just feel free to give me a call. All my contact information's on the email.
Okay.
All right, Richard, you have a great rest of the day and a good week.
Good week. Thank you.
All right, take care, man. Bye.